BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Real or No Real with another one of our listeners is the best of from the year. One of our finest interviews from 2015, Amy Schumer. There's a bumbleo and am I getting posher when interviewing famouses?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning. Hello. Oh, I'm feeling really frustrated this morning. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Why?
It's one of them where, like, it's just not working for me. I actually went downstairs and kicked my bin this morning out of frustration.
Isn't that a phrase? Kicking the bin.
That's one. You know, when you're, like, I just opened the fridge and actually dropped the milk everywhere and then the bin's right next to it. I went, ah! And, like, kicked it.
You just kicked the side there quite hard as well.
I don't know what it is. I think it's lack of vegetables. On my way home today, because I just feel I'm getting fatter and fatter, and I'm not even eating that much. I just feel gross. I'm going to go and buy a massive truckload of vegetables, even kale.
Well, you don't need to do that. All you need to do is buy a load of vegetables. Then if you try and blend them, right, put it in a blender, and it's going to taste gross. But if you can get that away, I think it'll all be fine.
I just need to get them in me. I really do. I mean, I've had enough now.
This is constant.
It's constant.
I know what you mean. You need to get carrots inside you.
Yeah.
Anything.
Just greens. All the greens. I know that people have been trying to make kale a thing for a while. I'm getting involved in it right now.
I don't really believe in kale.
I've resisted up till now, but it's going to be on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, if you've really put on that much weight over Christmas and are now unrecognisable, don't you think you should get onto Eastleigh Council in Hampshire to arrange for you to be rescanned and remodelled so that the statue of you in your hometown is more accurate? This is your fault. There isn't a statue there. It's the statue of an old railway.
There is a statue there.
Old railway man. Because Eastleigh's a railway town. There never will be a statue,
mate,
next to the Sainsbury's.
Mate, when they put statues up in towns, it's to commemorate famous people, right? Who else is from Eastleigh?
I don't know. Someone will tell us.
There we go. So the theory is the statue is you.
It's not just
you in your younger years, and you're wearing a railway cap.
My younger years? How rude!
Holding a shovel.
Good morning to Aston in Leicester, who is a nurse getting ready for another 12-hour shift. There's no time off for nurses during this period. Meanwhile, and this is annoying, left her boyfriend Adam just snoring away in bed. That's the worst if you're working in this weird bit between Christmas and New Year. Oh, you're not back to the fourth. Okay, bye then. And you kind of hate them just a little bit.
It's such a strange time, this, isn't it? I know everyone keeps saying it between Christmas and New Year's.
Isn't it strange?
But you lose track of the days. It's almost like it needs a name that just for the whole, this bit. Do you know what? The gap.
The gap between the Christmas and the New Year.
Yeah. It's what?
Gap isn't good enough.
It's not, is it? What a strange, weird time to be alive.
I know, isn't it? Hello to Steve from Stopfold. I don't know where that is. He works in transport for a vegetable prep company. Says I can send a truckload your way. No, don't send a truckload of vegetables to Radio 1. That's just weird.
No, the thing is, if you're going to send vegetables to Scott, they need to be washed and shaved.
They do.
Because Scott is not appealing.
Washed, shaved and peeled. And good morning to Claire, Ben, Luke and Emily. It's Luke's birthday today, so they're all heading to Amsterdam in the car to celebrate New Year. You know the sea in between, right?
Mm.
Just saying.
Back to the vegetable thing, right? This is going to sound well weird.
Okay.
But on Christmas Day, I was around my girlfriend's parents' house and they didn't want to do all the peeling and stuff like that. Now, I did it.
They don't peel, do they? They strike me as a company that do not peel.
Right. So anyway, so
a company? A family.
Company. So they gave me this peeler, which did look exactly like a razor. To which then, I've never thought about it before, but was I just shaving potatoes?
Yes, that's what you're doing, essentially.
But why does that seem really strange to me?
Because you're going to eat them.
But you're shaving carrots and shaving potatoes.
Radio 1, everybody.
Sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone yesterday on Twitter was like, I'm feeling a bit sassy today. Someone was like, how can you say that TV's bad this time of year when you're just doing repeats? Well, I'll correct you. Yesterday we had a new interview and that was with Eddie Redmayne, I remember that. And then,
how can you forget that?
I knew that. And then tomorrow, we have got a new interview with Jennifer Lawrence. But today is one of our best bits of 2015. The amazing Amy Schumer, who was, like, for me, one of the women of the year.
But that's what's so tricky when you're watching TV as well. With the new programmes, they put in massive capital letters. They have to put new.
It's new!
Maybe we need to make it, like, I don't know, we need to really sell it like that.
I could just whisper, new, but throughout, because obviously we don't have the, at the moment on radio, don't have a beauty of a screen, so I can't put a little caption up that says premiere or new.
Do you remember with Amy Schumer, you were really, really, really excited for her?
I really was.
And I was kind of nervous.
But it panned out all right. Apart from you kept apologising to her.
Oh,
you'll
yes.
hear all the, if you didn't hear it in the afternoon at the time, you'll hear it at, after 9 this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's a really good chat. And you know, like, she's best friends with Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm.
And we talk about that in the interview with Jennifer Lawrence tomorrow morning. All of these interviews on after 9. So Amy Schumer today, and then brand new Jennifer Lawrence, new Jennifer Lawrence, after 9 tomorrow morning on Radio 1. This is Breakfast with Scott in for Grimmy, now playing Snake Hips, All My Friends.
We open with the vultures, kissing the cannibals. Should I get lonely when I'm not?
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're checking social media this morning, you'll be waking up to loads more terrible pictures of the floods and what they're doing to people's homes. Horrendous. And on the other side of that, most parts of Rita Ora we're discovering in the sea, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in like the top read stories on certain websites at the moment, she seems to be, now that we're into day 2 of her holiday, seems to be number 1, number 2 most read.
Yeah. Do you think that she is sat there on the Daily Mail online or similar site going, oh my God, babe, I'm number 1 and 2.
The descriptions on these things as well are ridiculous. Just the titles. Well, I mean, no, I'm going to have to go.
Can you read them?
Go get it now. Well, I don't know.
I guess if they're on the internet, that's fine.
I don't know. Oh my God, babe, number 1 and number 2.
I know. I reckon that she's probably reading that. Some people go on holiday just to not get photographed. This doesn't seem to be that kind of holiday. Anyway, that's the first thing, or one of the first things you'll see if you're checking social this morning. It's 1975 on Radio 1.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What even day is it? You have to check. Wednesday.
Wednesday. What's the deal with Bumbleo?
I'm saying we do it. I think that everyone is up and awake is probably either, well, not being able to sleep or working. So I think that people will probably have been working all week and therefore still need the Bumbleo.
Fine. Okay.
To signify halfway through the week. So we'll do that a bit later on. Good morning, Sam.
Hello there, you all right, mate?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad at work at the moment, so always a bit tired.
What do you do?
I'm a chef myself, mate.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
You and Chris are going to become best mates.
Oh, really?
Oh, he loves a chef, don't you, Chris?
Yeah.
Not in that way, I mean, like, he just admires and respects them.
I love it. If you were on MasterChef, would you be a professional or an amateur?
Probably an amateur, because I wouldn't want to put myself up against the professionals, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're just putting yourself down, though, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, posh two's on toast, that's about it, mate.
But could you have them if you wanted to?
I wouldn't say it to their face, but I'd like to give them a good run for their money, yeah?
Yes,
mate. What's your best dish?
My best dish? Well, probably just got to be like a Sunday dinner, but with all the trimmings, you know what I mean?
Proper roast, yeah.
About a million different types of potatoes and meat.
I could eat that right now.
Oh, mate, it's the best meal of the day.
It is. I mean, I know it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, but I could really eat that.
Oh, it's the best, as I say, best meal. It goes down well any time of the day, doesn't it?
I love talking about food at this time of the day. My signature dish is a pasta bake. Seriously. Good old pasta bake. And you use this orange sauce that you can buy in a tin, not in the red stuff.
Ooh.
It's good.
Orange sauce in a tin?
Yeah. Chris giving tips from a tin there to an actual chef.
What's your one, Scott? You do salmon in the dishwasher. That's a good
I
one.
Have done that. Yeah,
salmon in the dishwasher.
It steams it.
It makes sense, yeah. You just have to, I suppose, be careful of all the knives and forks flying about as well.
No, you?
You
just put it in there on its own, on a low setting, and perfect poached steamed fish, thank you. That's my cooking tip of the day.
I'll jot it down. I'll let my head chef know, so if he wants to
dishwasher
do that on the menu.
Dishwasher salmon.
Yeah. Write that down, and make sure it says on the menu, dishwasher salmon.
Hang on, here we go.
Thank
dishwasher salmon. Yeah,
you could charge
in.
So much money if you wrote on the menu, dishwasher salmon. It sounds like such a gimmick.
Okay, let's play today's Real or No Real.
When Ed Sheeran was a newbie pub singer, he would tempt people to sit in the room he was playing by offering them free roast potatoes.
Right, that's right up my alley then, isn't it?
It is. So imagine it, Ed Sheeran is trying to get some kind of audience because no one realises he's going to be one of the most successful coin artists in the world at that point. So he's like, if you come into this gig and watch me play, you'll get a free plate of spuds.
So he's had to roast those at home, you'd imagine, then bring them in?
No, I think he would get them from the pub. He'd persuade the chef
all
to...
Right. Come see me play. You can have a cold roast potato.
I don't think he prepared them before.
Cold roast potatoes, that just sounds rank.
Oh, no, I quite like them. Can you imagine this, though? Ed Sheeran offering, well, basically a bribe to watch him in the pub play.
With roast potatoes, yeah. I'd probably accept him on his offer, to be honest.
See, I can imagine this, because didn't Katy Perry give away candy floss or something like that with one of her albums? And this is just Ed Sheeran's version of it, really.
Okay, so you're going real?
I'm
going
to go real, because Ed Sheeran's a man of the people.
And Sam?
You know what, I'm going to go real as well.
That one is real.
It's true. One of the favourite facts of ours from 2015 on Real or No Real, Ed would buy up all the pub's potatoes and get them to put out a lovely spread so the audience can help themselves.
He should bring that back for the arenas.
What, a buffet?
But for like thousands of people.
At the Sheffield Arena, I've put on a lovely spread.
Little finger buffet. Happy days.
I like it that he had to put a buffet on to get people to go and see him, though. Mm. It wouldn't happen now. And next.
Instagram filters such as Ludwig, Lux and Amaro have all become some of 2015's most popular baby names.
I'm not being funny. Who looks at an Instagram filter and goes, I'm going to call my kid that? Valencia?
Pretty much no one, I don't think, in this country anyway.
There are babies all around the world named after everything. Cabbage, anything. That will be a name. There will be a baby somewhere in the UK called Cabbage.
Or Iceberg.
People like quirky names. It's different. It's jazzy. I think this one is definitely real.
See, I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh, what?
An analysis of baby names this year found that some Instagram filter titles were more popular than more traditional options. And finally,
when gigs take place in Greenwich Park in London, they connect up the speakers around the site by using live ferrets to carry the cables through the drains under the park.
Now, I do not remember this fact, but it has been on this year.
I definitely remember hearing this, but I can't remember if it's real or no real. It's one of those frustrating ones.
So what they're doing in Greenwich Park is, if this is true, they connect up the speakers around the site by using ferrets to carry the cables.
So cool.
Like ferrets in high vis.
Just sounds absurd. They have to wear hard hats as well.
Yes, they do.
That's such a good point. And little jackets.
Yes, little high vis. What do you reckon then, Sam?
I think it sounds too absurd. I'm going to say no real.
I love the idea of ferrets doing work, and we should get them here at Radio 1 as well.
I agree.
This is the nearest thing I know to Willy Wonka, in the sense that it's like animals doing proper work. Here's my theory with ferrets. They're a good idea to employ because they would inspire the other staff to work hard. Ferrets work hard, right? You don't want to be outworked by a ferret.
So they're inspiration to other workers, yeah? Get them motivated.
Yeah. So for that, I'm going to say real.
This is ridiculous, but Sam, what are you saying?
No real.
That one is real.
What?
So the ferrets, they wear small harnesses to which the cables are attached. They are then placed at one end of the drain some meat is placed at the other end, and bosh, there you are. Your speakers are connected. That's incredible.
That's the best.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 30, Sam got 10. Unlucky, Sam.
Hey, no worries at all. It's been fun.
It's been good, right?
Yeah, it's been good, man. My head chef's giving me a look now to say get back to work, but it's okay. Not too bad.
All right, well, go and tell them about the dishwasher salmon and get that on the menu.
I will do, chef.
Have a good day. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. It's 7:26. This is Breakfast Show. It went a bit, what's his name? Adam Bolton off Sky News there.
Yeah.
This is Breakfast Show.
This is Breakfast Show.
When he choked on a sandwich. Classic. YouTube it. Right, so who is the most Googled person of 2015 in each country? Pick out some countries for me, from your head.
Oh, Canada.
Kim Kardashian.
Is this real, by the way?
Yeah, real.
Poland.
Kim Kardashian.
Qatar.
Kim Kardashian.
Got a map now. Finland.
Kim Kardashian.
France.
Kim Kardashian.
Azerbaijan.
I'll continue this after 7:30. There are some where she's not on.
Daily.
Just before 7:30, I was telling you that most of the world, most Googled in 2015, Kim Kardashian, like everywhere.
Is that the most Googled name or the most Googled thing, you know?
Person, yeah.
Okay.
So she's most Googled in like Armenia, Australia, UK, Cyprus, Denmark, Canada, Estonia, Finland, France.
What? We've got to do something about that, Scott. Please.
Norway,
no one...
New Zealand, Poland...
At least we can help with the UK side of things. If you're in the UK, please, no one, Google Kim Kardashian.
Also Qatar, Sweden, Turkey, most Googled person of 2015. Why are people still obsessed?
Is it everywhere then? Is it every country?
No, I've got some places where it's not. Do you want me to run them down for you?
Yeah, go on then.
Kenya, guess.
Okay, I don't know.
Barack Obama.
All right.
Ireland. Not Kim Kardashian.
Not Kim Kardashian.
These are ones where it's not Kim.
I don't know.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, really? More than Kim Kardashian?
Way more.
That's awesome.
Argentina. Lionel Messi.
Yeah, cool.
Messi's on in quite a few places, including Cuba. And then the other name that, well, randomly, Italy comes up with Ariana Grande, but that's the only place.
Can you see where people rank? Do you know where you are most popular?
No, not even on the list. Why would I be? And also, very popular in Kosovo, Hungary and Ethiopia, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's on quite a lot of places, but mostly it's Kim K.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got something I want to test on you. Scott, can you read this word?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Why are you getting me to
go again? As you would say it normally. Go on.
Fantastic.
Say, today I'm going to have a fantastic day.
Today I'm going to have a fantastic day.
Right. Here's the thing. That's how you normally say it. But I did notice when I was listening back to the interview with Eddie Redmayne yesterday, right, I was listening back to it last night, that you change how you say words in his company. And it really started to bug me. And when I noticed it once, I noticed it a couple of times.
I'm not aware of this.
You're one of those that when you're surrounded by posh people, you go posher.
I do this.
It's true. I'm going to prove it.
I do this with accents as well. If I'm with an American or an Australian long enough, I'll just try and... It's kind of like you... not like you're mimicking them, but because they're speaking to you in a certain way, you start to do all their kind of phrasing.
You want him to respect you.
No, I don't. Well,
so
yeah,
what,
I do.
What you're doing is you're trying to make, you're trying to sound like Eddie Redmayne.
That's great, though, that he actually, like...
Had the insight,
but also cut off all social media so
totally
that we so can watch it on the TV like everyone else. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Okay.
That's fantastic.
But then you start to notice it more and more. You get posher and posher.
You can't quite believe it's real, and maybe you go and sort of have a look at it and a bit of a study, bit of it. Just check it's still there. And it sits in my living room.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm saying
fantastic.
That was a particularly posh one. I'm saying fantastic a lot, and that's a word I never use.
Is this your new one?
Fa- Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Okay, you're going to keep that, aren't you? You're going to keep that and use it.
It's not what you think you're projecting to the world, and it's exactly the same for actors.
I never thought a camcorder would get a mention in this interview. That's fantastic.
Oh, no!
See, when you notice it, it changed the whole game. And then when you know that you're going quite posh, you start to say other things in a posh way as well.
All right, so how many times have you seen The Danish Girl?
Do you know what? I've actually never seen the fully finished version.
You're joking.
You're joking.
That's fantastic.
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 BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, because it's been like Christmas and that, you've had to do things with your family.
Mm.
Well, my dad's here now, and I shipped off my mum and... Not shipped off, that sounds rude. I waved goodbye to...
You evicted.
I evicted my mother and my brother... And his girlfriend and my little niece yesterday. Oh, she was so upset. I don't want to go.
What time was checkout at Echo Falls?
Checkout at Echo Falls was about 4 p.m. But what my little niece likes to do, because she thinks you can't see her, is hide under the table so that I can clearly see you and it is time to go.
Aww.
Oh, cute. Also, I know this is a bit, possibly a bit who, but she's like, Uncle Scott, can we go and feed the ducks yesterday?
Oh.
Right, okay, give her a break, she's five.
Massive who?
I know. So I'm like, of course we can. So we go to the local park and I give her some bread to feed the ducks.
That's a massive who, you're not meant to do that anymore.
No. Well, this is what I found out.
They're slimming down.
Right, so I got there, there's a massive sign, no bread.
I know.
Why are you doing no carbs? You're a duck.
I know. I didn't realise that either, but I don't know what the situation is. No, I don't know if we've got too many fat ducks.
I was like, how London?
No, it's not. I don't think it is. Just
no carbs.
What are you meant to feed, by the way?
Well, here's the thing, and I do understand why now, because I read a bit more into it. I was Googling this, can you imagine, yesterday, with my niece next to me. It's just not good for them, really. It's not a fat thing.
Since when?
It's a thing.
It's been bred for years.
I know it has. This is what I was saying to my brother. And, like, my little niece turns up with the bread, and I'm like, sorry, you're going to have to bin that bread. Two slices of bread. But you...
What
you
is it, quinoa?
It's kale now. No, I understand why, because apparently it's not good for them. And it's no carbs.
Cool.
So you go in and you buy a little bag of like special duck feed and it's much better for them. So that's what we did. We had a lovely day in the end. But my initial thought was like, why are the ducks doing no carbs, please? All right, here's Wolf Alice and Bros on Radio 1. We've got another question, Chris.
Yeah, what's that posh cereal called that you can get? It's like a crumbly thing.
Granola?
Granola, that's it.
Also, that's not healthy.
Is that for ducks?
Absolutely not. Do not feed granola or bread to ducks. Just the feed that they give you. Thank you. Chris's mind has been blown again. Chris's mind has been blown again by time differences.
It's a weird enough week as it is without working out what's going on in the rest of the world.
I just told him that it was going to be New Year's Eve before anyone else in New Zealand, and he just put his head in his hands.
I just said, is it New Year's Eve anywhere in the world right now? Scott was like, look, in about 3 hours' time, it's going to be New Year's Eve.
Well, it is.
I was thinking to myself... Oh, But do you mean technically the day New Year's Eve, as in the day called New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Rather than people having parties. So I then did the maths, worked out 11 o'clock tomorrow, some people will be, you know, celebrating a new year coming in.
That's right, because it will be midnight. Because...
And then Roshan here, who works on the show, says, no, it'll be 11 o'clock this morning, mate.
What, that it's New Year's Day?
It's New Year's Eve.
Well, he's done a rubs there. Oh, I see, right.
It's just...
Right, okay.
Blows my mind, the time zone thing.
So
it really does.
Why?
No, it does. We just accept it, but it's bad.
Like in America now, they're behind.
It's
like in Los Angeles now, it's coming up to midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like the night before.
Yeah,
this.
I know.
And then Auckland in New Zealand is plus 13 hours from here. So it's coming up to 9 p.m, which means in 3 hours in New Zealand, it will be New Year's Eve. Is that so hard?
I don't think that's right.
It is right.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch.
Never knew that it could mean so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, in for Nick Grimshaw on the Radio and Breakfast Show. One of the things that became really popular in cafes this year, but also quite annoyed Chris, was, you know that now you get naked food options on menus?
It's becoming more common. I think it's just one of those fashionable phrases. It's mainly in restaurants in city centres around the UK. But it's a bit like, often in these places, food is pulled. Or things aren't served on plates anymore, they're served on shovels.
Yeah.
Or the phrase street food is often used, you know, when it's served in a restaurant, yeah. It's not even served on the street.
Nowhere near a street.
So the other one that really bugged me this year was there always had to be a naked option. Mm.
So it's like,
I never really understood it.
Well, generally it's without bread, so it's like bunless burger.
Yeah, or well, that's not a burger then. Right, and that's what bugs me. It's like, if I was intrigued enough to order a naked burger, I would. It sounds intriguing, right? But all it is a disappointing burger. Right? The naked phrase missells it.
So we tested this out earlier in this year. Because generally it's kind of like the cooler places in city centres, yeah. Where it's like, would you like that naked? Well, would you like that without a bun?
I just saw it popping up more and more and more. So I just wanted to ring a couple of places and see if they really do it everywhere.
Yeah, like everywhere. So I asked Chris to call a couple of places and ask for the naked option. Is it happening absolutely everywhere or not?
Hello,
just wondering what's on the menu today.
What do you mean?
What are you serving?
All sorts. Breakfast, sandwiches, chips, burgers.
Any specials?
No, we don't do specials.
Burger-wise?
Yeah.
Is it just your standard burgers?
Cheeseburger, whole normal burger, yeah.
Can you do it naked for me? They don't do that service. It is a strange question
a weird
to ask.
Question.
I understand why people would react like that.
Especially when you've just started the conversation.
No, I don't. This is what I'm saying. I don't think this idea is going to play out well.
Let's try again.
We go again?
Come on.
Fine.
I've got another number.
Right.
Maybe try and ease them in a bit more first.
What do you mean?
Well, just you asked it quite quickly.
There's no way to subtly ask that kind of question.
Just give it another go for me. Go on.
Afternoon,
Butty Box. Hello, I'm just wondering, what's on the menu, please?
You want to go through the whole menu?
Maybe the highlights.
Highlights? We have specials on, which is like chili and rice, curry and rice, we do jacket potatoes, we do corned beef hash.
That sounds nice.
We do pie, mashed peas and gravy.
Pie, mashed peas and gravy. What pie is that?
It's a meaty potato.
Very nice.
Okay.
And jacket potato is just a potato, yeah?
Yeah, whatever filling you want.
Anything. The pie, mashed peas and gravy.
Yeah.
It sounds lovely. Can you do it naked for me?
Do you mean naked?
You know, naked. Have you ever done it naked before? Naked would work better for me if it's possible to do.
So you don't want gravy on it?
Well, I've been to a cafe before where they did it naked, and it's just a better pie for me.
Okay, well, what do you mean? Do you want me to be naked or not put gravy on?
I wasn't thinking that. I just thought the food naked. That's a whole different option. Is that on the menu? No.
It's not been on the menu so far, no.
No. Okay, right. I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hang on a second. Okay. That threw me.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
I was not expecting that.
Oh. Okay, right. I'm not going to make you call anymore now.
No, I'm... land me in trouble in a whole host of different ways. This
I know.
Mills.
Okay. I think that the naked thing that we've been talking about is just a city thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
It's a bit showbiz. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bit of a fad.
It's a bit Cheryl Fernandez for scene.
A little bit, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Plans for New Year's Eve, because it's tomorrow.
New Year's Eve. Yes, tomorrow is. I'm going to see some friends near Abergavenny. Yeah, there's like a group of us going out near there.
Okay,
and we're going around to one of their places. And the main attraction, other than a meal, which I believe they're providing, and possibly a quiz, is hip hop.
Quiz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't laugh at that, Scott.
I don't know whose idea that was, but yeah, cool.
No. Quiz will be fun.
Sure. That's early on, though, right?
I hope so.
I do.
And
I'm not even there, and I hope so.
The plan is to set up hip-hop karaoke.
Oh, yes.
And do, like, a competition.
I did this on air once, because we went to a bar around here where they were doing hip-hop karaoke, and I was, I was terrible at it.
Mm.
What's your song? Everyone's got to have a song,
haven't
right?
Haven't got a song. Haven't got a song, so I'm definitely open to ideas on that front.
Yeah, anyone that knows, what's the best song to do if you were doing hip-hop karaoke?
Do you know what you want, though? It's the most achievable one that you can do.
But impressive.
But that sounds the best. And please don't say Fresh Prince.
No, not that. Like something newer than that, right? But something that it's not that hard because you've got one day to learn.
Something that sounds better than it is.
Yeah, totally that. Let us know, 81199. I'm a bit concerned about doing this Bumbleo thing today because it's the weird bit between Christmas and New Year. What are you saying?
But also, the thing is about Bumbleo, when we do it on the show, we play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings. We do it to signify that we're halfway through the week.
Like, yeah.
It's to get over hump day. It's basically saying we're downhill to the weekend.
Yeah. And a lot of people are off at the moment, so they won't be feeling that situation.
Well, also, tomorrow, day-wise, is Thursday, isn't it?
Yes.
So what I mean is a lot of people have New Year's Day off Friday, so we're already over halfway through the week. If you are in that situation, I know some people aren't.
You might be new to this, but in the afternoon on my normal show, 1 till 4 on Radio 1, there's this really weird thing, and I don't even know how it started, where we play the track Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings, and people go absolutely mad for it. What if we get, like, no text today? I guess we just play the song.
That's true. But then maybe we should say, everyone enjoy this, just even if you're at home, enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you are one of those people that has to still do a full working week, salute to you, and we shall Bumbleo together in your honour.
Yes, we will. And in the gap of the music, we will play some of the best bits of the show this week.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Could go either way.
No bread.
I know.
Why are you doing no carbs? You're a duck.
The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
Pitbull inspirational.
Pitbull comes from just fighting, not only in the industry, but in life. As a whole, and anybody that understands the breed knows that it doesn't understand what the word lose means.
But you come me on the counter.
It was a me.
Oh, it's Nana Joy, off of Christmas.
Ain't a letter in the shower.
It was a me.
She even come me on camera. So the marks on my shoulder.
Was a me.
Cause the girls fell older.
It was a me.
Her screams getting louder.
It was a me.
Till my dinner was over.
Oh, was that Christmas Day family?
That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh no, it's me being posh with Eddie Redmayne.
You can't quite believe it's real, and maybe you go and sort of have a look at it and a bit of a study, bit of a message, just check it's still there. And it sits in my living room.
Fantastic. Anyone there? 81199. It is actually halfway through the week, kind of. Oh, hang on. Rob from Wales, Bumbleo on his tractor. Monday and Friday are bank holidays, so Wednesday is still hump day of a shorter 3-day week. I appreciate it, says Liz in St Albans. Tom in Durham, full working week for him. Jamie from Northamptonshire, he's on. Luke hiding in the van from the weather.
Bumbleing whilst feeding the cows in Devon from Will the Handler.
Hello, Will the Handler. Emma, the specialist nurse in Sandbatch. Never too early for a bum blow, Mills. Cheeky. Says Paul in Worksop. Bum blowing is bonce off.
Bum blowing.
Come on. Where else? Bo from Northwich, in the office, on her own. Tom in Chez, about to go to work. Sandy having a little shimmy in her car on the route to Argos for a full day's work. Amy in Birmingham. And Sam, the security guard, Bombaleo. Yeah, people are really feeling this, I'm glad. Bumbleoing massively. That's Reese in Kent.
God, it's the last bumbleo of the year.
I know, weird. Oh, hang on.
Sorry,
40 of those.
40 of those.
And again.
Yes. 2015 has been a big year for bumbleo.
Jody says it's still hump day for trainee pharmacists. Callum says yes, all the way up the M11 for another shift. Couldn't do it without a bumbleo. Xander driving from Heathrow to Winchester. Fiona in Bristol in her office. And Phil from Grimsby waiting for the boys to arrive. Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Also, Dana's been on. Getting a manicure and having a bumbleo when it was on in Australia.
Ooh.
Where, Chris? They're in the future.
Well, it's probably not Bumbleo Wednesday there then, is it?
Only just. As we were saying earlier, the time zone thing blows Chris's mind. Like, it's really making his head fizz.
Oh, which I know sounds really simple, but it's just...
It's New Year's Eve in New Zealand soon.
It's just when you've got lots of days at the moment that are like day events, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, those kind of things, I find it, that's when it's mad.
Yeah.
Because you've got people in New Zealand doing New Year's Eve and, you know, it's we're nowhere near it at that point.
Someone made a good point earlier.
You know what I mean? Here's the thing.
When the world started, were we just hanging around waiting for Auckland to do their thing for 13 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine so.
Amanda Abbott as well is listening while de-Christmasing her house. It's going to be a long day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. This is Scott Mills on the Radio and Breakfast Show, and here's one of my favourite guests of 2015, Amy Schumer. Hi.
Hi.
I'm ridiculously excited that you're here today.
You are?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw Trainwreck last Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m.
That's the best time to see it.
Isn't it a good time to see a film?
Just have a couple drinks at 7 a.m.
Yeah. And I was sat in the back row doing the snort laugh. You know when you find it so funny that you involuntarily snort?
The highest compliment.
Yeah. Isn't it?
It is.
I loved it so much. I snorted.
It is. When I snort, that's a high... Yeah, you lost control. Yeah. That's really great.
This is a film that I think that guys and girls can both agree on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Everyone can relate to at least a couple of things that have happened in it.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. You know, I'm a stand-up and on the road, it's half men, half women. So I feel like it goes for the film too.
What I enjoy as well, I see on your Twitter quite a lot, is like there'll be a daughter and a mother and a grandmother, and they one of them put 3 generations of Trainwreck.
Right, I love that. It's been so fun. People send me pictures of them seeing the movie, and I retweet them.
Yeah, I like
they're
that.
Just it's a hilarious group.
So it is something that everyone can relate to, and it's kind of a bit of a different perspective on dating, because often in these things, the girl character desperately wants to find love, and then when
right.
she does, it's like yay. But your character doesn't really want to, does she?
No, she doesn't have an interest in that at all.
And she's kind of put her barriers up quite a lot.
Right, yeah. And it's not because she thinks she's too cool. She doesn't realize it, but yeah, she's just so afraid of being hurt. She's just so sure that she'll be hurt that she doesn't even consider a relationship.
So what does she do instead for people that haven't seen it?
She spreads herself pretty thin. She drinks a lot and sleeps around.
The first thing that I snorted at was such a strange way of putting it, Mills.
No, I love it.
Was when you, it's right at the beginning, when you wake up in that random guy's house and you don't recognise where you are and you've got kind of that half squint going on. And then he tells you that you're in Staten Island and you see Manhattan out of the bedroom window across the water, and then you've got to get to work. Now, if you don't know the geography of Staten Island and Manhattan, it's a bit like going for drinks with someone in Southampton and then waking up on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, really?
Oh, thank you.
There's water
we
in
should
between.
Have dubbed it for each region, because that think? Is a pretty New York-centric joke
yeah.
to know what it would mean to a New Yorker to wake up in Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will know, but a yeah. lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm in they Staten get it. Island. Because yeah. there's water
just
in between.
To see your home across a sea of you water. Can,
so yeah. it's the same kind of idea. Yeah.
Or maybe going for a drink in Liverpool and then waking up in the Isle of Man.
Right.
Same.
Okay. I trust you.
Yeah, I'm honestly, this is...
Is there a ferry that takes you home?
This is true information.
There to is... have to take a ferry home from a one-night stand just seems like such a huge bummer.
That's why I was snorting.
Yeah.
You have just arrived in the UK.
Yeah.
What, have you been here before?
Yeah, I was here like a month ago.
Okay, so what were your first impressions?
I like it a lot. I think the guys are hot, the girls are hot. Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember who it was, we had a big movie star here a while ago, and he was like... Your houses are so small, and the door frames are for little people, and the portions of food are really small. It's like, all right.
What? Yeah. No. Try living in Manhattan. I'm like the richest person I know, and I have like a one bedroom and a walk up. It's like, I don't even have a nice apartment. It's like, you can't live well there.
It's like London, though.
Yeah. I think it's a lot like London.
Have you got one of those? Have you got like a
walk Murphy up, bed?
Yeah. Have you got like a walk up ladder?
I have a walk up.
Like in Sesame Street.
It's exactly Sesame Street. And in like the Muppets Take Manhattan, yeah, my bed folds up into the wall. And then I iron there.
And when will you be moving to that mansion in LA?
Well, everyone keeps saying that I'll make money on the next thing, but they've been saying that for 11 years. So
no. Yeah.
I'm sure you've gotten that. You'll make money on the next thing. And you're like, okay. Yeah.
You've been in Europe over the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you get some great questions in Europe.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Because I think that they're a lot more straight to the point than us.
Okay.
More direct.
Sure. Well, when there's a language barrier,
yeah.
they'll just say whatever.
What's the kind of oddest question you've been asked in Europe, do you think?
Well, the thing is, it's like I just have to kind of piece together what they're asking, you know? They'll be like, you know, so you, jadapatao, and you, sexu? And I'm just like, okay. Or just really rude.
You just smile.
I go, okay. Yeah, I try to be polite about it, unless I feel like they're trying to be mean.
Yeah. And in Australia, you can say whatever you want there, which
I guess so.
Was quite surprised about, even on the morning shows.
Yeah.
You can literally say whatever you want.
That's awesome. That's not how it is here.
It's really not.
Yeah.
No, you've got to be very careful here. In fact, you've made me really aware of myself now, because when I first met Amy... I actually apologised before I even said my name. I was like, oh, sorry, I'm Chris.
Why did you say
Is that a British thing?
Yeah, it's very British to apologise constantly for no reason.
What,
like if you walk past someone at a restaurant and you're not even in each other's way, then sorry.
That's true. I do
I think
that.
That's, but everyone here does that. That's not, yeah. I think it's being polite. I don't even apologize when I should. So I feel very American.
But to apologize before you've even introduced yourself?
I love that.
I was like apologizing for you
like
having to
alive.
Meet me.
Yeah, you were like, I'm so sorry that I was born and that I'm stealing oxygen. I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry I'm alive.
The earliest apology ever given.
I'm enjoying this chat.
Yeah, this is a great chat.
Are you enjoying it or are you just pretending to?
I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, good. Me too.
I never fake it.
No, also, and we are looking at each other in the eyes.
Yep.
So I mean it.
Right, my eyes are up here.
Okay.
My eyes are up here, Scott.
We're back with Amy Schumer in just a moment on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. That was Blinky and Don't Give Up On Love. And more from Amy Schumer.
BBC Radio 1.
So how did you end up having Jennifer Lawrence gatecrash your girl's holiday?
Yeah, that was... I go away with my girlfriends from high school every summer so that they'll still like me. they make me spend a lot of money on them. And
you can.
Yeah, and we go away and we went to the Hamptons. Mm.
Do you go there every year?
No. They grew up going there. I never liked that scene. They would like sleep head to toe and bring home strangers. Mm. And I could just do that in Manhattan.
Yeah.
But Jennifer and I have become friends. And so she was like, hey, I'm going to be in New York tomorrow. I was like, well, why don't you come here? We're going on a boat. And she was like, okay. And so she came, and my friends from high school were just freaking out. They played it really cool.
Except my
one friend, Jess. Jess is like, Jennifer, I think I should be allowed to go to the Hunger Games premiere. And we're like, oh, no. Jess. Yeah, one of my friends spit out her beer. She's like, I'm a fan. I've read all the books. Like, it was just so humiliating. But Jennifer, she was very cool.
Jennifer Lawrence, crazy on that jet ski, please.
She is crazy. Okay, I drove first.
Yeah.
I was like, hang on. And I drive, you know, like a mom who rented a convertible, you know. Mm. And I'm like, woo. And then she goes, oh, can I drive before we go back? And I'm like, sure. Just Hunger Games.
Yeah.
She grew up doing it. So she's doing donuts using our own wake. I was like, okay. Like, I was screaming, and then I was just sure I was going to die. I was like, okay, well, at least I know how I'm going to die. Hmm. And it'll say Jennifer Lawrence and one other died today. And that's fine. And then, so she took me back, and then she took a couple of my friends out and she flipped them. She's out of her mind.
When those pictures came out of you and your friends on the boat with Jennifer, mm-hmm. everyone on social media and in the press was like, move over Taylor Swift.
Yeah, isn't
Amy
that weird?
Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence are squad goals.
The press is like, we can only like one woman at a time. Like, what woman do we like right now?
Mm,
We can't like two. Yeah, it's always like, is she the queen of comedy? Like, no. They're like, it's so weird that they want to just like crown.
Yeah.
One person.
I mean, I doubt you thought when you took those photos, right, I'm going to show you Taylor Swift, you and your famous friends on Instagram.
I promise you that sentence has never run through my head.
No.
I promise. No, and it's so funny. They're like squad goals or something. It's
yeah,
like,
that's it.
It was me and Jennifer and then all of my friends from Long Island who are teachers and nurses. So it's like in your face, guys.
A lot of you might know Amy from the fall that she did, the fake fall in front of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West on a red carpet.
This was the one that went down the stairs, wasn't it?
Obviously, you meant to do that, but that fall is up there in my three favourite falls of all time.
Thank you.
Because I know that you find people falling over really funny.
I love it.
I do too.
It's just so funny.
Did you planned it before or not?
No.
So you just saw them and took the opportunity?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Very in the moment.
Did you hear, like, when you fell and you
it's so funny that it became such a big thing. Like, I had no idea it was a big thing. And then because my phone died because I'm a deadbeat. And I got home and my friends were like, you're trending in Dubai. And I was like, what? Like, it's even on a show this morning, they introduced me as like the girl who fell in front. I think that was a lot of people's introduction to me, which is so funny.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
Did you hear what Kim and Kanye said? Did they make any comment? Well, they're like, oh, who's that?
No, I didn't hear.
Oh.
I don't think they said anything. I think they just kind of looked at each other like, let's get out of here. This girl sucks.
Why do you think they didn't help you up?
Because they knew I can't curse on here. They knew I was an idiot. Like, I completely respect their reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
What stars do you think would have helped you up that day?
Anyone else. Literally every other human being on the planet.
Do you want to see my other... can I show you one of my other good falls?
I would love to see it.
Okay, have you seen the one where it's the former Prime Minister of Australia?
Oh my word, every time.
And Julia Gillard.
He's obsessed with this lady.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen it. Do you have it saved on your phone?
Yeah, she's in India. See if you like this.
Let's see it.
Yeah, hope I haven't built it up too much.
You know why it's so funny? You know why it's so funny? Because she wasn't able to catch herself at all. No. Like, her arms weren't involved. So she really just like face planted. Oh, and then she gets up and she's in such a nice suit.
It was quite Prime Minister.
It was quite dignified.
I'm gonna need
until
to
then.
Take one more look at that. she's like, yes, I'm
Here.
She knows. She knows, like, oh, the heels. Oh! It's her leg goes out.
And also, you, when you hear the audio, she's like, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Oh,
I'm the Prime Minister. I'm fine.
She probably does so much amazing work, but that's what she'll be famous for. Yeah, it's forever, not fair.
Especially in my eyes. We got a few questions from our listeners.
Okay, great.
To finish. Chris in Bristol, what do you want to ask Amy?
Hi, Amy. My question is, what's your favourite put down for hecklers?
Oh, well, you know what, Chris? I like to look in their eyes and see their deepest fears and insecurities. And I usually go off that. So, but it's usually that one or both of their parents didn't love them.
So that shuts them up, right?
Yeah, that gets them. I tell the bouncer, I'll say I want to buy this guy a drink, and that means throw him out. But I've only had to use that. I've only had to use that twice in my life.
Okay, Paul, what's your question?
Hi, Amy. My question is this. What is the worst backhanded compliment anyone has ever paid you?
I don't know if it's backhanded, but that I'm thick. Why does that hurt so much?
What does that mean?
That I'm sturdy, like that it looks like I could take a punch.
I have never heard that phrase.
Yeah, it was hurtful, but now I've kind of embraced it.
Okay.
Now it's kind of my thing. That's how I get brought on stage. She's thick as hell!
Right, one more. Chris, hello. What's your question?
Hello, Amy. I'd like to know when you last wore the same clothes 2 days in a row.
The last 3 days I've worn the exact same thing when we're traveling. Sweatpants with no underwear, which is disgusting.
Sure.
And
got to be comfortable on the road, though,
with
right?
With no bra, which is also disgusting.
Chris, that sounded really like you.
Definitely
really.
Wasn't me. No.
I don't know, Chris.
No?
Hello, Amy.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
It's definitely
that's
you. Did you call in earlier?
I've Why didn't you just ask me a question?
Well, because I wasn't sure. Because the thing is,
that's
I knew
so
you two
weird.
Were really going to get
so
on.
That's so weird.
I was worried that I might not be able to get to ask
that's
you a question.
That's why you apologized right away.
I just wanted to guarantee that I'd be able
that
to
get
you
a question in.
Oh, yeah. That's awkward, isn't it?
Good. That's so
cheers,
awkward.
Mate.
Right, everyone should go and see this film, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, and thank you for being on today, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please come back soon.
I will.
On the next thing when you earn money.
The next thing when I have some money in my pocket. All right, thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was Amy Schumer from earlier in the year. How good is she?
She's brilliant.
I hope she comes and sees us in 2016. Tomorrow, a new interview. It's Amy's mate, Jennifer Lawrence, after 9 tomorrow morning, talking about the next time she's going to see Amy, actually, how it's hard to go to the toilet at award ceremonies like the Oscars, and what she really thinks about New Year's Eve, tomorrow after 9 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
These four lonely walls have changed the way I feel. The way I feel. I'm standing still.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, I'm Scott Mills. Chris, why don't you join me, right? It's been beige, yeah? It's been beige food for what feels like weeks now.
Okay.
Okay? Today, I say we get a green smoothie down us and a few carrots inside us. Today is the first day of all the fruit and veg.
Fine.
All of it. Yeah?
Carrots.
Everything.
Courgettes.
Yep.
Cucumbers.
Even kale. Ew. I'm willing to give it a go.
Those dodgy looking ones in the supermarket that you always walk past.
What ones?
You know, the massive ones with the, I can only draw it.
Marrow?
What's that one in the supermarket?
What is that? Anybody else?
You know, it's sort of got a bulbous end to it.
Also, marrows
hurt. Is that marrow?
I don't know.
Butternut squash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want all of that today. Inside me, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A I saw Sia's face the other day. It was at her birthday party. It was on the website that rhymes with Daily Whale online. I don't know why she's hiding it, because she's very pretty. Apparently she's saying because she wants to just be able to go to Wazda's or whatever and, like, not be bothered. But then I actually saw her face at X Factor a few weeks ago as well. Hi, Adele, by the way. Morning.
Hey, hang on, I don't understand. So you're saying she wants to go to Wazda's without
being spotted and being like, oh, look, there's Sia, buy some organic yoghurt.
Yeah, but if you do that, what she does with her hair, or, say, puts a bag over your face or something like that, people are going to notice you more.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but no, she doesn't go out with the bag over her head. She goes to Wazda's without bag, but because she normally in public has bag, people don't know what she looks like. She doesn't go with that wig to the shops. That'd be really awkward. Think about it.
Oh, I get you.
You get me now?
So in real life, Sia doesn't bother with any of those gimmicks.
No, but because people don't see her very often, people don't see her face. And when she does go to Wazda's, she's fine. No one goes, oh, it's Sia. Get me?
Is that where she gets her name from, Sia?
Because you, can't see her.
You can't see her. Yeah. Oh, Adele, you're good.
There you
go. I don't know. We used to be able to see her back in the day, didn't you?
Yes.
Her face was on show then, but not now.
I wouldn't be able to pick her out on the lineup unless she did the hair thing or the bag thing.
I saw
her
face.
Which is mad, isn't it? Because she's a massive pop star.
She did that song at X Factor, right? And they had her on this big box. And she had to walk up these very unladylike stairs. Like you do when it's on a set on a TV show. So she managed to make it up without having to move the wig at all. But on the way down, there was like two blokes holding her going, go on, walk down the stairs. And I did get a peek of the face because obviously you can't just walk downstairs when it's really high up with like complete coverage of your eyes. So I did get a little sneaky peek there.
Mm.
Yeah, in the front row. Anyway, so Adele, are you going to join us? Because we are feeling bloated. We're feeling like we need to eat maybe just tomorrow morning steamed veg and that's
it. Oh, I'm with you, Scott.
It's the Sam Smith diet. Is it? Is it just steamed veg?
Which is the Sam Smith diet?
I think just broccoli.
Oh, I see.
And also we could like one shot on apple and ginger, Gangnam style.
Yeah, look, I think you don't want to go from one extreme to the other, do you? You want to slowly build in a few bits of veg into your diet. That will do the trick.
I know, I need to get it into me. Like, put a drip on me right now. Adele, do you think I go posher when I'm interviewing posh people like Eddie Redmayne? Did you hear this earlier?
I heard you chatting to him the other day, but I didn't notice.
Right, Chris has got this thing and he's got some... You were listening to it again yesterday, you got some clips.
I was listening on the podcast yesterday to the interview with Eddie Redmayne. I noticed throughout the interview, you get posher, I think to try and impress him.
I say the word fantastic a lot, which I never say.
That's great, though, that he actually, like...
Had the insight,
but also cut off all social media so totally, that he could watch it on the TV like everyone else. That's fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic!
That one's fairly normal. The next one... you get posher and posher.
That's fantastic.
That's okay. Fine.
That's fine, this
the
one?
Next you can't
one.
Quite believe it's real. Maybe yeah. You go and sort of have a look at it in a bit of a study. But just check it's still there. Yeah, that it sits in my living room.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'm going to delete that piece of audio today so no one can play it again. Because Radio 1 has that habit, doesn't it? If they find something funny from a DJ, they'll play it for years.
Fantastic.
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 That's going today. So Amy Schumer, one of the best bits of our show, was on just after 9 this morning. One of my favourite people of 2015. One of the people that just sort of, I mean, she's been doing comedy for a long time, but suddenly just burst onto the scene and everyone knew about her. And tomorrow we've got her best mate, Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. So this is a new interview with J-Law. When I walked into the room, because you go into these little hotel rooms and you get an American going, okay, you have 9 minutes. Mm. And then I will do this signal with my hand and you must wrap up the interview. So that's quite stressful. So I walked in and the American did say that to me. I think I had 12 minutes. But as I walked in, Jennifer Lawrence was like, like the biggest yawn ever. And she was like, I'm so sorry. This is no indication about your interview and how boring it's going to be. I was like, oh, excellent. and she talks about her friendship with Amy and how she's always going to see her and Amy never comes to see her. Also, food at award ceremonies and what she'd rather have instead of like the little tiny piece of meat you get. What else did she talk about? She talked about New Year's Eve and her thoughts on that. That's not great. And how like, it's really awkward to go to the toilet at award ceremonies because you have to put your hand up if you want to go.
You're
like
kidding
at school. Yeah, this is all on tomorrow.
Was she on good form?
Yeah, she was really good. The 12 minutes I had were really good form.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we're back from 6:30, and after 9, a brand new interview with Jennifer Lawrence. Scott.